Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
For the
sake of orienting everybody to the same page, can somebody explain what we're going to be doing in the next hour? And
we were hoping you would, Karen.
Yeah, we were hoping you would, Karen.
I need help. I'm running too fast.
I think there are two big questions. One is form and the other is content. But what we're after is giving feedback to the writing team of the Next Generation Science Standards.
And I think we ought to focus on content today and worry about form after the call.
I think we sort of need to worry about both, because if we come up with a lot of content but can't figure out how to put it into a form they can accept, then
we
got trouble.
Don, did you see the confidential email that I just sent you?
I did not. And, of course, if I bring it up now, it's not very confidential, is it?
Not going to bring it up. You're just going to say, yes, you got it.
Okay. The rest of us will be curious.
I will pause
Karen,
for a moment.
Where we're going is, it is, I think some of us have been kind of frustrated with this online survey form, which works really well for the writing team, but it's very hard to put our thoughts into the same format that they want. That's why Don is talking about form, and
I understand that problem.
Yeah, it is really quite tough to do it their way,
What I suggest we do is worry about substance and let Don and me worry about ironing out the how to submit it after the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, and having gotten Karen's confidential email and now actually looked at it, I agree.
Hey, yeah, fine. So I have one question that I guess it's still related to form, is and this is a question that came up last time, is are we going to actually make comments generally on all the standards? And this is this Section 3, the general survey and all standards. And I, as Don's put up here, this is a form that I created basically out of the PDF from the online survey, because it was the only way I could figure out how we could actually jointly come together on all this stuff. So I put everything in, including the material in the general survey, but I think, Don, you're really wondering whether, you know, we really should stick with what we decided last week and just not put any general comments. If we do, it would only be the very, very end, you know what I'm referring to, where I cut and paste your comment. You're coming down. There it is there.
This is
recommendations for improvement and an open response, which is, I think, the most appropriate place to put this kind of comment.
Yeah, I was told, I haven't tested it, that
you have 1,000 words.
That you're limited to 1,000 characters, not 1,000 words, 1,000 characters.
So that's probably more than that. Not that far.
Yeah, it's definitely more than that.
Let Don and me worry about that later.
And we could maybe edit that piece of it.
Yeah, we'll focus on substance today. One of the things, I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to read this recommendations for improvement that's on the screen right now.
Yeah.
One of the things from last week's call that I feel very strongly about, and especially given the guiding principle of the climate literacy principles and the material in the energy principles, I feel it's really important for us to capture the comments last week about linking with the core social studies standards once they come out and highlighting that for the ACHIEVE team.
Okay.
And if it's not here already, I'll work with Don after the call on crafting that, unless somebody has a huge concern about doing that.
Yeah, not explicitly in these are the four paragraphs I wrote, I think, that maybe Scott tweaked a little bit.
Okay.
It's not explicitly in there, but I think it's a natural fit into what's already in these few paragraphs.
Okay, so I'll make a note to worry with you about that afterwards.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Karen, this is Frank. One thing you might want to look at is in the Excel spreadsheet, the alignment that Scott did, and then I tweaked it a little bit. is the guiding principle alignment is quite telling where those natural connections already exist, and there's some room for strengthening there, but, you know, it's kind of like you got to see what the social science and social studies standards say in order to make that connection.
Right. Yep, yeah. Good. Okay, so we'll use that when we craft the text.
Right, and I'm thinking specifically about GPC, because right now Scott and nor I or Scott have found a connection between that, which has to do with that.
You're saying C like in Christmas?
C as in Christmas.
Or climate change, okay.
Or climate change or ice cream cone.
Got it.
The other thing, Karen, you mentioned about energy, and when I was doing this alignment that we're seeing on the screen right now, I did not put the energy literacy principles in part because this is the Climate Literacy Network.
That's fine. I have no problem with that, and I want to give you more work than you've already taken on.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been quite a while to do it, but it's a good start, I hope. And so that's why the energy isn't in here. And it also means when I was going through alignments, I wasn't worried too much about some of the energy principles unless it really related directly to the climate literacy principles.
Good.
But I really think that other piece needs to be done. And you know, maybe some subset of us want to do it because we have some familiarity with the energy principles too. So this is GPC, I think you were saying. Now, what is interesting to me, and Frank, this is actually definitely a new draft since you saw it a couple of days ago. I mean, I just sent this last night. What is interesting is that if you start going through some of the earlier stuff, there really is, for some of these principles, quite a progression. They've done a really good job where the same themes come up over and over again, and I was actually surprised that it was there. So, GPC, I couldn't find anything that related to security.
Yep. But, you know, and one of the things early that we did with AAAS Project 2061 when they were doing the alignment for CLEAN was the idea that some of these things are instances of an idea. Mm-hmm. Like you could use the same kind of idea and focus on security, or you could focus on health, or you could focus on something else.
And human health isn't in this stuff. I was also surprised. I don't see anything about human health in the new standards.
Exactly. So the connection between science and health seems to be an opportunity to strengthen, but it's not just, you know, do you understand how human bodies and health and immune systems, but you're talking about public health and ecosystem health.
Yeah.
Is missing, you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, what's
okay, so Don and I should add that to the text that we create to what are we calling this?
Social studies link.
but the four paragraph thing.
The place where Scott found for it in the survey is under recommendations for improvement, but that's probably... No,
I'm not talking about place. I'm talking about
the narrative
of
description,
public health and public health and ecosystem health.
Right.
Yeah.
That those are missing.
Right.
The connections between public health, ecosystem health, and climate change, big ideas.
Yeah, and the question will be, is that a problem in the framework, which we're not supposed to touch, or is it a problem in the proposal?
Oh, good point. Okay.
And I think what we can argue is that if there's going to be a social science piece connected with this, that's where that would start to appear. You see what
right.
I'm getting at?
Yes, I do.
Is that the framework itself is not complete because we don't have the social science part. And if we saw the social science part, we certainly would start seeing things like national security and human health. Mortality.
Got it.
So that, I think that's the way to argue is like, oh, yeah, okay, we know that the framework is fixed, but it needs to be expanded in these ways or it doesn't capture some of the things that we see in climate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Great.
You know, can I make a possible suggestion for framing on that? I haven't been terribly involved in a lot of these calls, but I've been I was just working with the Stockholm Resilience Center in Sweden.
Who's speaking?
This is David McConville.
Hi, David.
Hi. And they have some really, really compelling frameworks for talking about global change and the study of social ecological systems. So they're not talking about the public health and ecological health separately.
Right.
Exactly. Because they see it as an integrated system. And I think, you know, if we're setting this up for kind of long-term views, that the more we could really help students to understand that non-duality between the two,
right,
the more interesting the conversations can be. And when you look at their frameworks of how they discuss resilience, it's across scales. You know, they're looking at complex adaptive systems and the ways in which things maintain their integrity after disturbance. And it just might be something to consider, because this is also the group that came up with the Planetary Boundaries Framework. It gives us, you know, opportunity to talk about global change in a kind of coherent framework.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So, what was that, the organization or the entity you were just talking about?
They're called the Stockholm Resilience Center.
Thanks.
Sure.
So there is a hook here in the NRC framework under the LS4.D, Biodiversity in Humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's reported in the standards under the high school interdependent relationships and ecosystems. And to take David's point, just that, you know, we're not just talking about ecosystems independent of human systems. We're talking about coupling between the two. So it's in the framework, but it's not in the standards explicitly. And I think that there's an opening in there.
Okay,
tell us
the framework number again.
The framework number that is connected is under LS4.D, Biodiversities and Humans, but it's in the standards, it's under HSLSIRE.
Got it.
Yeah, which I'm on now. I'm joining me.
There it is.
But LS4.D, is D capitalized or lowercase?
If you scroll down on this page, whoever has control of it as Don,
yeah,
you go to the bottom of the orange box.
There it is.
You'll see what I'm saying.
Got it. 4D. Got it. Okay.
So, you know, how that relates to where is that, you know, section above? So that's in the, you know, the D and E of the standards. It looks like E is showing up pretty strongly. So if you look at E, I would think that there's a natural hook there. It's just not as explicit as it probably could be.
Good. Well, and it even notes climate change in the middle of the second bullet.
Right.
And they're also explicitly addressing negative and positive feedback loops.
Mm-hmm.
And their systems. And another resource is the Resilience Alliance, which is just at resalliance.org, which is the partnership of universities and research organizations that are working on this, the number of Nobel laureates and things. So if there are necessary references to maybe point them in a direction to look at how they could incorporate global change understanding along with the scale aspects of the frameworks, that it might be an interesting thing. It might be opening up a can of worms, but the fact that this is established in that way, it might be very useful for them to know about if they don't already.
Okay, good. We got that part.
So, you know, that just to finish this point on the E1, it's one directional. As far as I'm reading it, it looks at how...
You have to tell me what the E1 that you're talking about is.
The HSLSIRE.
Got it.
When looking at that one, it looks like it's all going one way. It's about our impact on the system as opposed to the inverse of the system's impacts, a change system's impact on us. It's a two-way flow of things. It's a cyclical problem.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you just look at, I mean, there's a slight tweak in there that I don't, I'll have to go back and look at my comments. I hadn't appreciated this until just this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something in there I think that would be able to connect this.
So you don't have specific wording you can offer us right now?
Not yet, but it's. I mean, we did this in the very beginning of climate literacy, so in the foundation. You know,
yeah, I understand that part. I was just wondering if you already had crafted a suggested revision of E.
Not yet.
Okay.
Karen, you're very focused today. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Finally at home.
I'll keep cracking the whip. You guys do the thinking.
I'm really focused.
Fine.
Well, it's interesting too that you know when you look at here, you don't see humans at this level in life science, but you do in earth science.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that interesting, yeah. John, you know better than any of us, these were done by different groups.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite possible there never was that kind of integration.
It's also possible the overarching group
better job.
Said that it's already there in earth science, so it's covered or something like that, and
weeded
it out of life science. I don't know.
But
I apologize to whoever's trying to get a word in edgewise.
This is Marta. I'm so impressed by the Weather Channel that you know they have this new thing, or it's been for a while, where it just says stories that affect me. And I keep thinking, you know, maybe in the social studies link or something like that, you know, that bringing it down to that kind of thread that goes through everything could be helpful somehow.
Yeah, that's a whole separate conversation that will take all of next year.
Right. I just keep, you know, inserting it every once in a while. I'm quiet.
Yes. Don't lose that thought.
Okay. And I would love to work on the social studies part, too, or at least, you know, if possible.
Good.
Mm.
Okay, Scott, where do we go next, or Don?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a look at the paragraphs that we've drafted and see, you know, I think we can be somewhat longer than this, but not three times longer than this for having reasonable chance of being paid attention to.
has anybody else got specific suggestions for revisions here or additions?
One idea I had, and I haven't really figured out how to deal with it, is possibly to, if the 1,000-character rule is true, that perhaps a secondary letter that is signed by the network is sent separate than our comments. I don't know if it would carry weight, but it would allow us to express the fullness of our thinking.
Yep. And the other strategy we might be able to use is bullets, so we'll work on that.
Yeah. But I think what I'm saying is that perhaps both, you know, if we have to cut it down, keep it and maybe send it in a separate letter.
Right.
I think we can.
Okay. So
I think we can get
substance, given that we're going to focus on substance today and let me and Don worry about that kind of stuff, and we will worry about it as soon as this call is over, any other specific things that should be added here?
Or taken away.
Or taken away.
Down just a little bit, your notes on additions. Just added there. Public health, the connection socials. Yeah, those are the three things we talked about potentially. Now, I wonder whether we can bring David's point in too, and what we talked about in the last few moments.
I've got it written down. Socio-ecological systems, right, David?
Yeah, but it's that notion of...
Right, resilience in both the ecological and the social system.
The human system. So the social, ecological is just great.
Yep.
So one thing we talked about last week that we don't have here, as far as I can tell in my quick scanning, is systems thinking.
Oh, I thought I had that. Did I not get that?
It's certainly
in my brain.
It may not have jumped out yet.
It's in the Google spreadsheet, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder if I sent a not quite final draft or something, because I definitely...
No, it's under that draft that starts the May draft. I guess it's the second paragraph.
It may be
there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yep.
Sorry, I was on mute. This is David. I didn't realize.
You wonder why nobody was listening.
But, resilient stuff is actually good too, because it talks about systems thinking explicitly within that.
Yep.
Right.
And it might even put a finer point on it in the context of specifically dealing with global change and ecosystems.
Yep.
Since systems thinking is such a broad topic.
Right, absolutely.
This list, it might be a useful way to frame it.
David, do you think we should bring panicky into this, or is that just taking us too far?
I think our strongest argument is framework LS4D, because they're going to really pay attention when the framework isn't explicitly and substantively explicated in the expectations.
Yeah.
What was the question? Should we bring what into it?
Panarchy.
Panoply.
Panarchy.
This is a concept, actually it comes out of Resilience Alliance and also the Stockholm Resilience Center. And it's the notion of time and space scale and the way that resilience builds up at different scales. It's a bit more, it's a more complicated notion, only about 10 years old, but it fuses all of this socioeconomics and socio-ecological stuff. But I'm afraid to introduce it at this point. I don't know whether one is in K-12.
I guess that's
the real question. Would it be ever introduced at K-12 level?
Yeah.
I think ideally we would, but I'm unsure if it's going to be a familiar enough concept to very many people at all.
Pretty much a research level thing.
I was thinking more about sort of introducing, like looking at the core ideas within it, because that's more of a, undergraduate level sort of thing.
Maybe we're ready to go back to the expectations. And as we do that, we can keep in mind the questions of time and space and the building of those concepts in K-12.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we ready to shift back?
In fact, it's interesting, I mean, that you raise that, Karen, because that's a notion that's completely missing here, the notion of time and space. There's no sense of geography in here. There's a little bit about life cycles and such. But it's interesting that time and space is not an organizing principle. It's not a cross-cutting principle. Now, again, that goes back to the framework, but it's very puzzling to me that we really don't talk about it. I mean, the history of Earth, there's a couple of things here where we have...
Well, modeling is a cross-cutting concept, which is representations of time and space, is fundamental to modeling anyway. It's not the only thing that modeling is.
Stability and change is a cross-cutting concept that captures nature time.
But some of the history of Earth thread, but they don't have the coupling of the history of humans inside the Earth system and the interactions between them. But if you look at high school Earth system science, HE, which is history of Earth, D, that is so rich.
Say it again. Pause when you give those references so I can be sure to write them down. Say it again.
High school? Earth System Science, History of Earth, D, as in David, is about this idea of continual coevolution of Earth and the life that exists on it, assuming that humans are life, a specific form of life, and that's unique properties, but still life. There's a lot in that performance expectation.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's buried... in the living, the life science teachers, if we still use the core discipline issue, wouldn't necessarily see that one as germane to them,
mm-hmm.
but is absolutely germane to them.
Yeah. So that link has not been made into life sciences.
Right. I would agree with you. We carry that water more than they do.
Yeah.
Currently.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. How do we capture that in our comments, then?
Well, I think this is a high-level point about the interdisciplinary nature of the fields that we're studying.
Yeah.
That the performance expectation, I think if I remember right, Ted Willard had said, you could cut and dice these performance expectations in other more interesting ways,
mm-hmm.
Which actually goes to implementation, but currently they still have them under very disciplinary structure.
Yeah.
And there are some pitfalls in that disciplinary structure, given the current profile of how many kids take what sciences.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the issue really shows up, is in practice.
Yeah.
The other thing, this is Marta, in the section where it talks about constructing arguments,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't say anything about the fact that humans don't think logically.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, what I'm thinking about in particular is the framing of the argument, and, you know, because if it's really about communication, there's all the work that CRED, you know, has done and all kinds of folks are doing in terms of how you talk about particular things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that could be added in there, or, you know, where the place is for that.
Great point, Marta.
Yeah, so it's partly a connection to social studies.
Right.
That doesn't exist yet.
Well, but I'm thinking that the links among engineering, technology, science, and society, which is a high school, you know, section under the engineering piece, I'm wondering if there isn't a hook in there. I mean, that's really where that interplay is supposed to be. Because, like, So if you guys are there, it's the high school level.
It's on the screen, right?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Looking at these ideas, there might be something in here that kind of gets to Marta's point. If you look at D.
How about B, like in boy?
Yeah. Yeah, but also look at D as well.
Yeah.
The idea of cost, risk, benefits.
Yep. So if we could have specific wording to suggest, that would help the...
Yeah, we can definitely put that in as a comment.
Yeah, but what wording do we suggest?
Maybe something about construct or critique arguments based on evidence. I mean, there are two things. One is the evidence that it needs to be based on, and the second thing is the way people can hear, or the way that people process information. I don't know what the social science way of saying that would be.
It might be something to do with culturally relevant approaches.
Yeah, like Republican or Democrat.
Well, a lot of people, you know, there are stronger visual cultures, there are stronger, you know, oral cultures. I mean, if it's about communication, then the term like culturally relevant sort of covers a lot of bases.
Okay.
So add culturally relevant, but the other thing that you've said is, and listen to other people's arguments and critique them.
Right.
Right.
Which is where the cultural relevance piece comes in very strongly.
Or maybe, and critique what they are most concerned about rather than just them. Or critique their arguments.
But Karen, to your larger point, I think the kind of a large scale analysis of how these different learning objectives are woven together, in that, you know, this is really the basis of that interdisciplinary point that we were making before, is that the nexus of what we're talking about is in these, at some level, across these performance expectations, but it's really in the integration and practice where we could knit, you know, and make lots of points about little things, but there's a lot of the good pieces in here that would allow us to make the work move forward more interdisciplinary.
And that's really all we're looking for, is something that will scaffold that potential for us.
Yeah.
Not preclude it.
So in terms of the people who are working with these Technicolor pages, where would you see them doing that?
Well, that's the real nut, isn't it? Because the making the page is one thing. Creating a course from the pages so that you're not only teaching, I'm a biology class, so I only have to deal with the life science ones.
Right.
that's really what we're saying here is that, that
yeah. So in the document, where would you suggest putting that? What are we in your mind's eye? The next time we see this, our request will have been answered if we look where and see what.
John, can you scroll up the page a little bit so we can see all of the science and engineering, all those blocks, the colored blocks. Sorry, I guess it's down. Whichever, so we can see. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you.
Three dimensions.
We can. Yeah.
So these are the elements that have come from the framework, and as Tom told us last week, these are really kind of sacrosanct.
So we can't add anything.
We can't change these, but we can make sure that these things are reflected in what's above.
Absolutely. That's our real core.
The only reason why I'm pushing for what would you like to see changed is the more specific our request can be, the more likelihood of it being.
Absolutely.
So, Karen, I have your answer.
Okay.
My answer. I shouldn't be so bold. There's a document that's outside of this framework set, like these standards, that's called the Conceptual Shift in Next Generation Science Standards.
Yeah.
It's one of those supporting PDFs, and in there's this idea of coherence across the K-12. It's a third set of ideas. The question is, do we get to help them?
Yeah. Here it is.
What page are you on, Frank?
I'm on the, if you go to the main page related to the standard.
Yeah. What page is the PDF?
Is it coming up? There. There it is. And go down a couple into the third section. That's number one. You can see there's a lot of stuff in here that I think is more that meta framework.
Good.
And scroll down to three, the coherence. We're asking for coherence. Meaning and coherence is what I don't know. They're not asking for us to help them write this text. Clearly, Don has been doing some stuff.
Been reading.
But I think that this is kind of where that shows up.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That there need to be more integrated practices across the disciplines for it to be coherent.
Agreed.
Good.
Okay, we can add a suggestion about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you said it, too.
Yeah, I also think
Frank,
that it's...
you're great. Keep going. We've got 20 minutes left.
25.
Wow.
I think we're also talking about these two science and engineering practices and wondering about whether they're well enough addressed in the performance expectation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, the second sub-bullet of the argument one, if you go down a little bit, sorry, it's going back. I think Marta's point right there, criticize. Engaging in argument from evidence, criticize and evaluate arguments and design solutions in light of new evidence, limitations, constraints, and ethical issues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a co-generated argument in essence. So because it's plural, arguments, somebody else's argument, and you're talking about each other's arguments.
Yeah.
So there's some good pieces of that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our evidence to push for adding cultural relevance and listening to the arguments, listening to and responding to the arguments of others.
Yep.
And Frank, your point is actually also relevant to number five in that conceptual shifts, because they're really stressing raising engineering design up to the same level of scientific inquiry. And from the perspective of engineering, you have to have that interdisciplinary perspective. It's pretty impossible to do it without one.
Yeah. I think this document here is a really important one for us. And if we can help influence the direction of this document, I think it's a good thing for us to focus on.
Well, that number five is actually the key turning point where they're saying, we're learning about science so we can address these problems. mm-hmm. intentionally. So in terms of all of the, you know, work around information deficit versus, you know, agency and all of that, I mean, it's really amazing that this is in here.
Yes, it is.
But Don, just to be so bold here, you're involved in this process at some level. Is this, do you have the ability to influence this document?
No. And my work on that is done. And even when I was involved, I was involved in one corner of it, the Earth and Space Science Design Team. And we were really pretty, had a pretty substantial firewall between us and others.
I see.
That's so ironic.
Yes, it is.
But that explains, as we've said before, why life science and earth science are so different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the reality, too, is that the draft that we submitted, the final our final draft that we submitted to the larger committee was fairly different, and most conspicuously in that we had four core ideas that were actually ideas, and they came out with three core ideas that were actually topics. So it changed a lot. After
all right, that's the point.
I mean,
you don't
want to
know how sausage is made, right?
Mm-hmm. Or camels.
It's going across the event horizon on that one.
Yeah.
Some of that out. I got you. All right, well, still, nonetheless, the point is that there's a lot of good possibilities in this thinking.
This is so much better than what we've been working with. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Can we go back to Scott's document and see if there are any other things there that we need to discuss, or is that?
Well, what the last part of that, and it's just a replication of the online survey, and that is just to go through the individual performance expectations. And then there's just a couple of questions associated with, is the language clear, and the sort of relationship to practice. Is that?
Can you take us through that?
Yeah, and Don's got it right here in terms of the ones for elementary school. There's actually a bit of a change between the...
All I've got is gibberish on my screen. Is there?
Oh, really?
Well, it's...
Oh, it may look like gibberish. let me explain that part of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It says the language and the performance expectation is clear, and the answer to that question is to go through the individual performance expectations for, in this case, K.WEA, the weather one for kindergarten.
Right.
And that DASWA is disagree, somewhat agree, or was, and it's just simply the Likert scale stuff. And once.
Well, do we know what we're going to respond?
Yeah, that's all we have. So all
no,
you're basically
no, no, that you're missing my question.
Sure.
Have
no.
you already determined what we're going to check for each of
them? No, we have not done any of that.
Oh my God!
Oh, we have a lot more to do.
We've got 15 minutes plus here.
I thought we had one.
Let's have a real expectation, guys. We're not gonna be able to go in. I thought we made the determination that we were not gonna try and go into this level of detail as a network.
Yes.
That we were only going to go into this level of detail for individuals who chose to do this level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this document is good for the individuals, but I don't think trying to get us all to, I mean, there's just so much to put comment on.
So
to come up with this would be just bridge way too far.
But should we, in general, say that the network thinks all these are good, or is somebody going to identify some of them that need to be reworded?
I think there's yeses. I mean, I've already submitted to you guys some of my thinking as an individual and contributing to the NOAA education community responses. But you know, it's I don't think I think the network could say something like, members of the network, and describe who we are submitting individual comments at this level, but the large-scale analysis is up here. This is our supportive and encouraging global overview and statements.
Yeah.
And that individuals are submitting specific language.
Yeah, and
so
I...
So what I'm thinking about is last week, Frank, we talked about one specific high school standard that we revised the wording on.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if everybody could submit their notes on those kinds of things, then Don and I could go through those and reiterate those as important ones to look at rewording of. I'm assuming there are not dozens of these, but maybe a dozen from each individual.
Right.
Is that true or not?
I would imagine you're right. The question is, when does this have to be submitted?
It's got to be submitted by Friday. I'm not sure if it's what time on Friday, but June 1.
But if we had everybody's, and Don and I could take a look at everybody's comments on kindergarten weather or whatever it is.
Right.
And Mark sent these comments that he's working on for the National Center for Science Education. And it's 9 pages of stuff.
And I'm not thinking of replicating all those comments, but if there are parts, if there are specific expectations that need to be reworded.
Maybe if we ask for people to identify
about grade level appropriateness, I think those are the two categories that are appropriate for us to know and make comments about as a network, because that flags them as ones to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look for the detailed arguments in Mark's comments or Frank's comments or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I mean, you know, Karen, I can do that. I mean, I'm doing this anyway, so I can submit them. I just, you know, want to have realistic expectations of what we as a network can do. It's a tall order.
Well, but I don't think we can not fill out a survey. I think as a network we have to fill out the survey, and whether we leave it blank or whether we respond to it depends on the work, everybody's individual work that we have to draw from.
Okay,
I agree.
So do we want to? How do you want to handle that that information flow, and when do you want it in by?
Where's my calendar? Don, do you have your calendar handy?
Yeah, relatively.
I could work on it on, Friday it's due.
Yeah, Friday is due. Friday is my
most
open day, except I'm also leaving on Saturday for a week, and I'm not really ready for it.
Thursday, how about your calendar, Don, Thursday morning?
Thursday morning I have, I'm booked from 9:32. I'm actually double booked for some of Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, I have some time. Although actually, one of these two meetings that are now at the same time will probably be shifted to Thursday afternoon.
Just to be realistic here, do you want something start of business Thursday, or do you want end of business tomorrow?
I think end of business Wednesday.
Yeah, that'd be my sense, too.
Don and I'll worry about it after that.
We'll work it out.
Yep.
And do we want to ask people to give us feedback on as many performance expectations as they have time?
Do
we want to say,
if you can highlight ones that you've requested rewording on, or ones that you, and highlight ones that you think the age appropriateness should be questioned. Those are the two categories that I think Don and I want to look at.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe Karen and Don, if you want to send forth the charge with specific deadlines, and, you know, I think, Don, you were just starting to say, you know, if you had to send 5.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Mark,
make it obvious in your response which are the most important ones for us to attend to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Can you send it in like a Word document or something that we can easily, you know, put tracking on or something like that, so you can see also suggested rewording too?
Well, so Marta,
I'm going to ask what I'm going to send out in the email, and I've got to leave in a moment for a dentist appointment, so it's not going to be immediately after the call, but before I go to sleep tonight, I'll ask for everybody to send highlighted that you can send your existing working document like Mark has sent to us. But what I want you to do in it is highlight in yellow or pick a color the five most important expectations for us to request rewording of or changing the age appropriateness of.
Yeah.
And Karen, just to remind folks, the age appropriateness, sorry, grade appropriate, is actually just in the elementary. There's no questions around that in middle school or high school. They're treated as a lump.
Well, yeah, there's a question, though, if
it's middle school or high school.
Yeah, if a middle school one is
actually
a high school level.
Absolutely that level, but the idea of switching between 1 and 5, or kindergarten and 5, that is a question that's on the survey. So we can be more concerned about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, Scott, your larger point is that if there are things that are probably down in the middle school level, that probably should be at the high school level more so than high school. You know, it should be in 8th grade, not 9th grade.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's going to be a whole set move.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are the two things, our top five, and specific wordings about the performance expectations, including the subpart, the particular subpart, and then also this grade and grade level appropriateness shifting.
And one recommendation I'll have is that when I was doing it was I was going back into the NRC framework and finding specific language that was not pulled forward in the orange box,
yes,
and using that to bolster my recommendation of wording changes.
That's really important.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
And I was even citing chapter and verse, like NRC page 186, quote this. I saw this for one of the ones, I can't remember, the more specific you are, that they're likely to move that forward as opposed to, think that you're pulling stuff out of some scientific other place that's firewalled.
And to connect it back into the framework is pretty solid because they said that that's how they wanted to handle this. So it's a really good strategy.
Yeah.
Especially if it's there.
Excellent. Scott, do you want to write this memo or not today? I'm only asking that because I'm going to have to leave for a 4-hour dentist appointment.
Oh, goodness.
Not just a dentist appointment.
More than that. That's an intervention. So, Karen, is that something you wanted me to do or to have Don do?
Well, I don't know. Either one of you. If either one of you can get it out today, it'll be out to everybody today. If it's left
to me, I can only get it out tonight. I won't be able to get to it before 5 o'clock.
Scott, can you before 5?
Karen, what I can do is why don't I draft something and send it to you and let you fine-tune it and you can send it out. How's that?
Okay.
If you have a good strong...
Yeah, and Karen, if you want to touch base this evening, I can do that.
Okay.
But I'm pretty booked up after I get off this call until the close of business.
Okay.
But
well,
I am available.
Send it to both me and Don, because given that Don's East Coast, he'll probably have a chance to look at it before I will get to my computer.
Good.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I think so.
And what we'll do in the joint response is we'll note these highest priority wording revisions of student expectations and shifts of age appropriateness and then go for the overarching concepts we've already talked about.
Yep.
In the last 7 minutes here, does anybody else have anything we want to talk about?
One more thing. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
The only thing is I just wanted to know how, given that Tamara is our network directive or whatever, imagine that her, how do we get, the network is, behind those kind of signature kind of thing?
She has delegated authority to Don to submit it on behalf of the network.
Fantastic. That's all we needed.
Great.
And she is out of touch till next Monday. I have an appointment with her next Monday after she gets back.
Fantastic. That's all I need. I want to be close to that.
Don, that's your understanding too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if anything was formally communicated to the powers
that be. Yeah, I thought that was formally clear.
I'll look back through my email. But I also think that that the security may not be so strict that they'll bounce me out for, you know, it looks to me like you if you come in to the survey and you click that you're representing an organization, you can put in your feedback, and if they'll then deal with it if two different sets of feedback can't come from the same organization or something like that.
Well, believe me, Tamara's not going to be doing this.
Yep. Good for her.
God,
so do not worry.
So this is Marta, and I apologize for asking this completely stupid question, but I'm totally technologically inept. So you guys are going to send a document for us to look at, or you'll send
instructions?
No,
we're not sending. We're only submitting something online.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah,
we
will send an email tonight that asks you for the specific kind of feedback. But
for your input for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We won't take time to explain why it's
No, that's totally fine, and I was afraid to ask.
It's crazy. Okay, anything else, Scott, on your thingamabob?
Is Scott there?
And we lost Scott.
Silence is complicit.
I hear the voice of Scott again.
All right. I muted myself so we didn't get any extra feedback. So, you know, I think we're covered here. This is about all we can do on this kind of phone call. And I think this is we can get there.
And I want to thank all those of you who have spent, many hours going through each student expectation. That kind of work is absolutely critical to this thing, as well as Frank's format of, and here's where in the framework it says under ETS2.B that this should be this way, so we're suggesting this rewording. So anything like that you can feed to us, the better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks to Scott for pouring through this, so much of this stuff, and putting it into some logical format for us to make sense of.
We got to give some serious props to Scott, man. I mean, you did some serious work on this thing.
I think it's pretty important that we understand where the climate literacy essential principles are going to disappear. I mean, what did they get transformed into?
Yep.
I certainly want to make sure that we don't lose anything in this process.
Well, and have a lot of people who comment that it looks good.
Yes.
I agree. But Scott, one thing is just to remember is that this is a lifelong process, and some of the stuff is going to be up in college. Some of these ideas are really very advanced, and then some of them are more elementary. It's an interesting set of ideas that we put together in the framework.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not saying it's going to die, but it will have a different role. Let's put it that way. If these start getting implemented, this is where folks are going to focus.
That's right, and that's what makes the effort this month worth it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hope
okay.
You know.
Wish me luck. Bye.
Yeah, good luck.
I know.
Yeah, I think in the email we send out, we'll also ask for feedback on that narrative stuff that's a few paragraphs long right now. So
yeah, that's a good idea, Don.
Okay.
That would be very helpful.
If you can send that off, that's something we'll probably have to put together at the end of the
day.
Don,
do you want to jot down my evening number or vice versa?
My phone number forwards to my cell, so any phone number you have for me will get me.
Why don't you give me one?
And it's also in the signature
of all
my
Skype.
Emails.
That's not Skype. I'm not going to mess with Skype tonight. Give me a number.
It's also in the signature of all my emails, but it's 607-821-0910.
821-0910. Got it. I may not be totally functional, but I'll get it. Thanks.
Yeah, all right. Like, log in the signature of my email, so you'll be able to find me.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Good luck.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, all.